This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Russia had an early treat for Ukraine today, Christmas present-wise. The first $3 billion of a $15 billion bailout that the Kremlin promised last week. It'll help stabilize the Ukrainian economy, if not necessarily the government there. Somewhere near 100,000 pro-European protesters took to the streets of the capital Kiev this past weekend. But in the rural parts of that country, where people rely more on Russian trade, a lot of people say there is only one choice for their future. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg reports from Lugansk.
When I arrive in Lugansk, I see no barricades, no pro-Europe protest camps. What I do see makes me think I'm back in the USSR. As I walk around the town, I count four Lenin statues. I stroll down Soviet Street and Young Communist Lane. All the street signs and the shop fronts are in Russian. But then Russia is close by. The EU feels very distant. At the Lugansk locomotive factory, they're looking east, not west. That's hardly surprising when you consider who buys all their trains. Pavel Tsesnik is the general director.
My factory is practically 100% dependent on the Russian market because all our production goes to Russian railways, and this is the only our customer we have.
And what about in general in eastern Ukraine? How reliant are enterprises on Russia?
From economical point of view, the Russian market is for all of us critical.
As I'm leaving the factory, one of the workers, Vladimir, comes up to me and asks, what's Europe playing at? Did you know, Vladimir says, that the same group which destroyed the Lenin statue in Kiev also shouts, down with Jews and Russians? They're fascists. But for some reason, Europe calls this democracy. Where's your sense of morality? Why is Europe so blind? At the little bread shop down the road, they've just delivered a batch of freshly baked loaves. And pensioner Valentina Semyonova is queuing up for hers. I ask Valentina what she thinks of the anti-government protests in the capital. She fears that closer ties with the EU would raise prices and make her life harder. Those protesters are fools, Valentina says. If I was president, I'd chase them off the square and unite Ukraine with Russia and with Putin. The EU would just milk us for all we have. We'd get nothing in return. Not everyone in Lugansk is anti-Europe. I witnessed this argument on the street, where the council is recruiting volunteers to go to Kiev to support President Yanukovych. One passerby accuses the people signing up of doing it for money. She backs the protesters, but she's a minority in this town. There are many here who deeply resent the pro-Europe protesters in Kiev and in western Ukraine. Alexander is a shop assistant. I think that the three regions of eastern Ukraine, Lugansk, Donetsk and Kharkov, should break away from all those nationalists in the west of the country, Alexei tells me. Put up a border, make ourselves a separate country. And if I could afford it, I'd go to Kiev and help the riot police put down that revolution. Those protesters should be put to work down the coal mines. I tell Alexei that what he's suggesting, splitting Ukraine, sounds like a new kind of Berlin Wall. He shrugs his shoulders. Well, we'll be fine in the east, he assures me. We've got all the industry, all the coal. Everyone else is living at our expense.
I'm the BBC's Steve Rosenberg for Marketplace.